Hi, Leo. This is Gary Keller.
How are you doing, Gary?
I'm good, Leo. How are you today?
I'm wonderful.
Awesome. Well, listen, thanks for giving your time to visit with me. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you calling.
I was going through the stats the other day, and I went, oh, my gosh, Leo, you had an awesome year last year.
Thank you, sir.
It was fantastic. And so I appreciate you giving your time today to visit with me about that.
My pleasure.
Hey, tell me, how'd you do it? I mean, in the end, when you look back over 2009, if you could identify the handful of things that you think caused you to have such a year, what do you think those were?
I think I have to go back way past 2009, and
okay.
I hindsight actually worked to my benefit. Some of the events were not pleasant, but I had back in 2007, I had to kind of restructure and restart my business, and I remember it was about August of 2007 when non-conforming paper pretty much went away overnight.
Yes.
And I kind of looked around and said, I think this lost mitt stuff's going to stick around for a while. And just jumped into everything, default servicing, doing BPOs, short sales, and I got my first REO listing in 2007. And 1 month later, I had eight became 16. Now I'm carrying, you know, close to 200 at any given point. So it was a combination of the market making me shift, and hopefully, I was lucky enough to do it early enough and identify it, and then identify that there's also another big, huge opportunity for investors, and representing the largest investors in my market on acquisitions, then represent them when they retail the property.
Is that what you're doing now, or is that what you did in 2009?
That's what I did in 2009. That's what I'm doing this year as well, and most of 2008.
So how would you characterize the makeup of your business in terms of what you focused on?
Absolutely. Last year, we were just shy of 400 transactions. 60% of that were listing-sided, 40% were buy-sided. Of the, I would say, the half that were listings, 60% of that were still retail, not REO. So when I look at my total business, REO is only about 25% of it. With that being said, all the buy-sides, we were mostly representing investors buying REO, and then they were renovated in retail. So even though a good, 75% of it is retail, in some form it was still default real estate.
Mm-hmm.
At some point.
Still back to that type of property,
mm-hmm.
only through investors.
Exactly.
So how do you generate that many leads to close almost 400 transactions, Leo? How do you do that?
Myriad of different ways.
The handful are?
What I've done is made some strategic alliances with investors in my market. So, so for the acquisition is actually identifying those buyers and having a relationship, a lot more than just your regular realtor buyer relationship, and creating a partnership and sense of value and going at bat for them and making all the offers they need and actually advising them on what they're making an investment and making sure that we can get their money back out with some profit so they're still in business to give me more business.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next part is, we're carrying close to 200 REO properties right now, and I think a big myth about REO is that, you just sign up on these websites and hopefully you get some business, but you have to cultivate a relationship. So, it's delivering a high level of service, being available to your clients and going above and beyond for them.
How are you available to clients? When you say that, what do you mean?
We use a lot of technology in my business. So we have email accounts. So there's an email account that's set up that goes to the asset managers. And I have multiple staff members who are CC'd on those emails. So if an email comes in for an assignment, whether it's a utility in HOA, which is a separate department, versus contract to close, which is a separate department, to anything, emergencies, evictions, everyone sees it at the same time, and everyone has the ability to respond and keep that centralized email, and they respond on my behalf or as me. And so my asset managers assume I'm all places at all times, and they understand how my system works. But a pet peeve that asset managers have is when they start getting emails from multiple assistants and there's no one unified contact person.
And you resolve that by assigning each client their own email account?
We didn't do it that way. We actually broke it down. So asset managers have an email account. The buyer agent marketplace has an email account.
Okay.
Buyer leads have a separate email account.
Okay.
Seller leads have a separate email account. So we're almost tracking the different people we interact with.
And can anyone talk to or respond to that asset manager email?
No, absolutely not. Everyone sees it. Only one or two people have the ability to respond.
I
control that.
I gotcha. So when you wake up in the morning, what does your job description look like, Leo?
I think the technical job description in my own organization is a director of corporate business development. So I can remember sitting in Gene Rivers' lead generation class when I was 19, and when I asked him the same question, he said, anything that has to do with multiple sellers. So the highest and best use of my time is to always take listings. But I cover the D.C. metro area, so we have a huge geographic covered territory, and then you add the country's third worst traffic problem. And, I mean, in a solid afternoon, I might only get to three houses if I were doing home visits for listing appointments. So I try to focus on anything where I'm getting multiple sellers, so local lenders, local builders, estate attorneys. Anything where I can get more than one listing out of them at a time is what I spend my time on. And if a lot of times that does that involves me getting on a plane.
So you call that corporate lead generation?
Yeah, I mean, anything where I'm doing business development, where I'm getting multiple sellers. So my 20% is generating seller leads. I'm just doing it where I'm getting multiple listings out of each seller at a time.
What do you think the biggest challenge you're going to face in 2010, Leo?
People. I want to find. Looking back at 2009, my biggest challenges were having the right people on the bus. And I mean, it's just, you know, I think there's plenty of business to come in 2010. It's just having the right people to handle it and see your vision.
If you were going to give advice to anyone listening to you and I today, just a piece of advice about their real estate business 2010, what would you tell someone?
I would tell them the same thing I tell everybody, to know your numbers, understand your numbers. I mean, I think it's such an underrated or appreciated part of the business. It normally makes people a little uncomfortable, but it makes all the difference for everything. I mean, leads generated, leads tracked, hold every
dollar
accountable
for the
leads you spend.
So if someone goes, come on, Leo, please, your comeback to that would be what?
If you don't know where you're going, I mean, how are you going to get there? I mean, you really, when I was a principal broker of a Keller Williams office, I always said at the beginning with a new agent, said, I want to do X amount. Okay, well, let's start with volume. Okay, then let's break it down and go to average sales price. Okay, so to hit your goal, you need to sell 15 homes. Okay, to sell 15 homes, I always say, you know, lead generation, there's no good, bad, or indifferent. It's whatever you like to do. Do you like cold calling? Great, let's cold call. Do you don't like to cold call? Let's do some referral business. Okay, so then let's work it back to, okay, you need to have 10 touches a day, whether they're your sphere of influence, whether you knock on some doors, send out some flyers. I don't care what you do, but you have to control the activity. And if we can't touch that, measure that, there's no way you're going to reach your goals.
Right, gotcha. Leo, I'm going to let you go. This has been awesome. You had a great year. I just can't tell you how excited and proud I am for you, for what you accomplished. I know your goals are lofty this year, and I know you're going to give it everything you've got to get out there and nail it. So I want to wish you great success in 2010.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Leo.
Take care.
See ya. Bye-bye.